to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now.
Journal, and I hope you listen to that hour with Barry Chomish. He's been with us before, but he gives you a straight, journalistic look at what's happening there, something that we don't get in this country very often. And I hope you understand that a lot of things he was saying about Israel is actually going on in our country as well. Many parallels as far as infiltration of religions, as far as infiltration of the government. And he did say a point that we should remember, that the enemy is within, the enemy is us. And that's what makes it so hard for Americans to grasp, because we've always had this kind of childish view, because that's what's given to us in our history books when we go to school. That's what's given to us by our newspapers, by our TV, a childish view about the world, and the childish view about freedom. And the only reason Americans are sitting the way we are now is we've been given rations by the controllers. We're just slaves to this empire. Enough rations by the controllers to keep us quiet. What do I mean by that? How many SUVs do you have in your driveway? Do you ever think about other people outside of your own self and your own family and your mortgage? And not that that's important. But you know what? When it's taken away from you, maybe then you will have another view about what's going on in this country and the enemy. For example, stockpiling their own wealth. Look at all the different families in our country that are stockpiling wealth, and they're not going to care less if you live or die. And that's the attitude that they've presented and tried to infiltrate into our country. No one really cares. You can talk about it. You can talk all you want. But what are you going to do when all these people start dying in Israel? Are you going to laugh about it and say they deserve it? What are you going to do when all the Muslims start dying? Are you going to laugh about it and say they deserve it? What are you going to do when your own Christians in this country, your own countrymen start dying? Are you going to just sit back and say, well, they deserve it? Well, what about if you're the one that they're after? Do you deserve it? That's the question you have to ask. And the only way you can answer those questions are by truly understanding how this operation is working. And how the Vatican and how these evil people throughout the world have, they've just gotten together and created this kind of system that is going to be, what is our biggest export right now? It's weapons. It's war. And what does that say about us? Why has the world changed their opinion about us in the last 10 or 15 years? Why, when you go overseas, do they hate America? Oh, they'll say they like Americans, but they hate America. And what is this? It's an orchestrated effort. It's an orchestrated thing, because the only way this situation of the New World Order can work is if both sides of the war are controlled. And that is the only way that it can operate. But anyway, that was just a little bit of a side on what I got from the Barry Chomish interview the last hour. I do want to mention that my next guest is Greg Pound, and we're going to talk about how his family, how his children have been stolen from him, and update his story, because there's some new revelations. This is going on in Pinellas County in Florida, and it's not only happening to him, it's happening to hundreds of people around the country, thousands. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
Back, second hour of the Investigative Journal. And before I get to my guest, Greg Pound, who's in Florida and is going to talk about how his children have been taken away from him and how this is happening to many people in our country, let me just make one last note on what Barry Chamish was saying. I've had researchers on my show talk about what is the end game here? What is really going to happen? Am I being an alarmist by saying this? I don't think so. And I think Barry said that quite well. Because, you know, right now there are hundreds, there are thousands and thousands of people dying over there. And I think those families wouldn't consider his words or what I'm going to say as being alarming. They know what it's like to have a bomb hit their home and kill their entire family. They know what it's like. Now, what's going to happen when this escalates? How is it going to escalate? Well, a researcher on my show named Eric Phelps talked about it this way. He said it's the Pope's crusade. And both sides of the war, all sides of the war, are controlled by infiltrators who are working at all levels. That goes right down into the governments, into religions all over the world involved in this conflict. And because they control the money, the power, and the wealth through families like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and whatever we're talking about, the Bilderbergers, all the rest of these people that are working for them, what's their end game? Well, let's just talk about what Eric Phelps said. He said this. He said, possibly, it could happen this way. Israel or us, we could attack the Middle East in earnest. Let's say Israel attacks first, attacks Iran. Iran then retaliates. America then retaliates against Iran. Then what happens? China and Russia, who are already aligning with Iran in the Middle East, will then be our enemy. Now, is it possible that we will take all of our troops overseas, giving the enemy a chance to finally come into America and take over this country? We know this is a fascist country right now. Look at what's happening. But what is the end game? That is a horrific story. And who benefits by this? Only the top leaders. And now think about it from a real practical point of view. All you people out there, you think you're going to have a place in one of their underground bunkers here when the bombs start flying? Do you really think there's room for you? And think about it. Do you think Dan Rather thinks he's going to have a place in that bunker for all his lying and deceit over the years? Are the other guys, like, is Katie Couric going to be down there? And what about the alternative media? Who thinks from the alternative media you're going to get a spot in their bunkers? You know, I think in you FBI agents out there who are knowing that there's some corruption at your high levels, do you think for 1 minute, if you're a $100,000 FBI worker, you're going to be in their bunker with them? I don't think so. I think that they don't really care about anything but their greed and their wealth at the highest levels. So ask yourself this question. If you're on the other side, and you Jesuit priests out there who know and are not talking about your corruption, you think you're going to be allowed to be in the bunker? I don't think so. And I think you should think of it that way. And if you're not, then you better get on the right side and maybe stop these guys before they're down there spending a couple years while the planet here is just being destroyed and all of us are going to get killed along with it. It's not a very good outlook, but from the guests I've had on the show, we're not far away. According to Leo Zagami, according to Bill Hughes, according to, I can go on and on with names of people that have been on my show. 2010, 2012 are years to watch. We're not going to, it's not 40, 50, 60 years away, and you can just forget about it and leave it for your children to worry about. We must worry about it now. We may not have any children around to worry about. Let me get to my next guest. Greg Pound is seeing fascism right up front in his family. I've had him on my show before, and I will have other people on. I'm planning to have on several women who have experienced the same thing, having run-ins with Child Protective Services, having run-ins where they have nowhere to go. It's just so sad. Greg's lost all of his children for 2 years now because of what I call a systematic takeover of the American family. Greg, how are you today?
Good, Greg. Good. Very well.
Okay, let's just update your story. Just tell us what happened so that people that haven't heard you, tell us what happened to you and how your children, all of them, were taken from you illegally by Child Protective Services, and it happened over a small accident. Go ahead.
Well, 2.5 years ago, it was August the 3rd, our daughter was accidentally bit by someone else's dog, Department of Children and Family. My wife called 911. Our daughter was taken to the hospital. She's fine. Department of Children and Family came out, and a girl by the name of Megan Gallagher, a CPI agent, protection investigator, she went ahead and falsified our case. And what happened, it was after 4 months into our case, she was arrested. She was our case manager for falsifying 26 cases prior to our case. So now we're 2 years later into this mess of them having our kids. Our children now have been abused to a degree that it's just if I was to treat an animal the way they treated our kid, I'd be in prison. And so what happens is now we're fighting to, right now, my wife have a warrant out for arrest, a pickup order for a baby that was born in February 4th, 2006. And they're doing everything now to break me as a man. They're trying to find some reason. I mean, they have nothing on either one of us. We don't smoke, drink, or do drugs. Never abuse, abandon our children. And this has opened up a door, a great opportunity for me as a believer in Christ to stand against one of the greatest giants in our land, and that's the Department of Children and Family, or the HRS services throughout our country, that's destroying families for federal grant money. The strength of any nation is their families, not its police departments, not its armies. It's our families. And the way to break down a nation is you have to destroy their families. And that's what's going on in America. They're destroying our families, and they're doing them one at a time. And it's just literally amazing. But for now, 2.5 years, they should have terminated our rights in 1 year. Now we're 2.5 years. They moved the date. It was supposed to be March 19th. They moved it 2 days ago when I was in court. They moved it to May, moved it up to May. And the judge Mary Fleming, who was the judge on this case, she went ahead and recused herself. And so we have another judge now. And we've got a motion in the court, in the appellate court, demanding our right to a trial by jury, which they're trying to cut out of the judicial system in the United States, and to take that away from us. It's a check and balance system that's been granted to us by the framers of our Constitution, our forefathers, to hold the system, those in power, in some kind of a check and a balance system. And what they're doing is they're trying to wipe that out. They want absolute power because absolute power absolutely corrupts. And what happens is that's what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with a corrupt system, and I've got some documentation here on stuff that's going on that's new from the prior programs we've had, Greg, that would just bring us up to date on where we're at.
And I hope these shows are helping you because this word is not getting out. I mean, the mainstream media is not covering it properly. And I hope these shows are finally waking up some people, and some people have come to your aid, and other people have shared their stories, and that's why I do it. But let me just explain this, and then we're going to get into the particulars of what happened. All four of your children, let me put this in perspective and how our country has changed. Now, it was a simple dog bite
that was correct.
An accident on one of your children. You as a parent, I mean, accidents happen, and let me explain how this went. Now, you took your kids to the hospital. Now, you took your one child to the hospital with a simple dog bite, an accident.
The listeners need to know, it was my wife who called 911. I wasn't here,
right.
Me and my other three kids. But they have no right to keep the kids from me as a man, as the father. And they're refusing me my fundamental rights to my children. But go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, what I was getting at is, your wife takes your child to a hospital. The hospital then contacts the Children and Family Services. Mm-hmm. They then start falsifying records. They then start falsifying things and use that as a wedge to take away four kids for 2.5 years. Now, let me tell you what happened to me when I was a child and how we've changed in our country. When I was a young boy, I was sitting on my grandmother's rocking chair. And she had a nail sticking out of the rocking chair. And my arm, right where the elbow bends on the inside of my arm, got caught on it. And I had a horrendous cut that cut a vein in my arm. Now, they required like 45 stitches, and I still have the scar to prove it. Now, my dad was working. My mom was downstairs cooking, and I was with my grandma. Now, you know what they did? They took me to the hospital. They repaired my injury. And the government didn't get involved in this. Now, take this same scenario.
Yep.
If I was a child now, and my mother or grandmother took me to the hospital in your county or other counties around this country for that same reason, there's a good chance they would have taken me away from my family, correct?
Oh,
you're there.
Yeah. Well, it'd be a done deal.
Yeah, and that's how we've changed. So there is something going on here. What would I do now? Listen, I am so frightened what I hear about mothers and fathers taking their children to hospitals now. I don't think I'd even want to. I mean, I would look for any reason not to go to the hospital because you know what? And then they even got you there. Because if you don't go, then you're considered a bad parent too. You see what I mean? They got
right.
you coming and going.
Right, well,
but anyway, go ahead. Is
well, you
that
know,
an
Greg,
accurate statement?
Exactly. This is what I'm dealing with now. We had another baby February 4th, 2006, and we named him Moses because of the circumstances, the situation we find ourselves in. Now, I've been working for over a year now to get the local sheriff's department who filed this report. This was a bogus report. See, the way it starts off, there has to be a report filed with the sheriff's or the local police department. Then the Department of Children and Family comes out. Now, this report was filed and put into the court record, and it's a lie that's so bogus. Once you read it, it's totally insane. Now I've called the sheriff's department. I said, listen, this is a false police report. The officer caught the people lying 3 times. The Judge Fleming, who sits on the juvenile justice board, takes this police report and files and uses it to put a warrant out for my wife and a pickup order for her and our baby. Now, what happened?
We're going to, you know what, just hold it right there because that's amazing. Four children taken, then your wife has another baby, and now she's got a warrant out for arrest, and you have your child in hiding. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon. causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge I've laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back. One program note on the Investigative Journal and RBN Radio Network. Before I get back to Greg Pound, you can go now to rbnlive.com and you can again listen live on that on the those call letters. There was a little bit of turmoil, but that's being straightened out. Also, you can archive. You can get all the archives of all of our old shows, all the broadcasters here up until about January 26th, and the interim shows from that date on are being taped, and the archives are going up, and that's being repaired. So you will be able to get those. In the interim, if you want to listen to many of the broadcasters on RBN, you can go to another website. I have it listed on my website at arcticbeacon.com. You'll see a box in the middle of the page that says, well, a little way down from the top of the page, important notice, and it says audio archives here. And a gentleman has been doing this for RBN and putting up the archives just so people can keep abreast, and you can go there and get them. And his website is, I'm going to give it out, republicnewsradio.com, and you can get the archives of your favorite broadcasters updated by this gentleman who's doing it with automated radio archives to help RBN out in the interim. So there are people out there that want this radio station to keep going, and I really am one of them, because we need to have voices from all over speaking about the truth at this time in our country. Back to Greg Pound. Greg, four kids taken by a dog bite. I mean, just unbelievable. Your wife, you said, when it happened, nearly died over this, and she basically has been in a depression ever since. She then has another baby, and they want to take that one. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. When you first came to me and we first talked, I had to ask questions to myself. I said, there must be something in this guy's background, in this family background. You know, as a journalist, you got to ask all these questions. There must be something. He must have a criminal record. He's got to, you know, he's not taking care of his family. Something there, it must be there. And when I checked you out, nothing. I mean, you have, there's never, you're a Christian family. You always gave your kids, had provided for them good food, good lodging. You have a home, you have a job. Your wife was studying to be a teacher. I mean, there was nothing there. And when I saw this happen to you, I said, how many other people are going through this, not only in Florida, but other states in the country, California, Arizona, Michigan. We can go on and on and on with the Illinois, other states doing the same thing. And you found out something remarkable, how many people actually, when you started to put up a website and sit in front of the courtroom every day,
right,
how many people came out with their stories? It was amazing. Tell listeners would be interested.
Well, Greg, we have a website called FreeOurKids.com. And as you look at that and you just see the families that are being affected by what's the evil that's going on in the court system. This is Pinellas County, where Terry Schiavo was starved to death by the court. And these people, they literally are acting above the law. It's like a tag team between the sheriff's department, the state attorney, and the judges. It's like yesterday I get served a paper from Jim Coates, who's the sheriff's department, where they're serving a lawsuit against me for back child support on my kids that they have taken under false allegations. And that's just
unreal.
I was sharing this with someone. We were laughing so hard on the phone when I read this lawsuit to him on what I've got 20 days on calendar days to respond to. On a lawsuit where they've taken my kids, they have lied, falsified documentation even to have our kids, just like this false police report. And I have on a recorder right here before me, I'm talking to the internal affairs on the sheriff's department for Jim Coates. If you wanted me to play this, it maybe take maybe 3-4 seconds. With this officer, I'm asking him, will you please take this police report and send it to the state attorney's office so I can have something done, because it has to move from the sheriff's department to the state attorney's office. He says, no, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen very soon either.
Because no, you know what? After this break, get it ready and we'll play it. So
okay.
Finish up. Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Well, what I'm going to say is, see, because it will bring the judge, because the judge is the one who's taken this false report that the Department of Children and Family has filed against us, and the judge uses it then to take people's kids from them. It's not only our family, but to see how they're breaking down families for money.
Not only do they take your kids illegally, now they want you to pay them for
exactly.
taking them illegally.
It's totally unbelievable.
Yeah, and boy, you know, you're not the only one going through this, and you learned over the years now fighting them how many people. Tell the people, you know, just how many people have responded to you. I mean, hundreds have come forward.
Greg, I'll be honest with you. I cannot even keep track of them anymore. I have notebooks filled with them. Every day the phone is ringing off the hook. It's like an overload, because I'm in the midst of a furious court battle, and I'm trying to get my wife, my kids out of the system. And then at the same time, they're trying to crush me. They're trying to find something on me to justify what they've done to our family in the past 2 years. They just can't find it. They're trying to. It's just been one push after another. And so
we talked earlier how they've tried to frame you sometimes to get you arrested. Even just amazing what they've done. And now this lawsuit to get child support, just incredible.
Well, what they're going to do is try to cripple me by taking my driver's license. That's what they're doing now. It's like what they're going to do is the next move is they're going to yank my driver's license. They're going to make it harder for me to get to court, to get
to work,
my kids.
Yes. Yeah, I know what you mean. We're going to take a short break, come back with Greg Pound on the Investigative Journal.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Greg Pound, and Greg, I wanted to mention this. You've brought other people on the show to talk about this with me before, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. If there's anybody out there listening who knows of a person having a similar problem, or if you are a family undergoing this type of fascism in this country, contact me. You can contact me at arcticbeacon.com, and I'll try to get your story on the air. Call me at 509-242-9681 or contact Greg, Greg Pound. And, Greg, can you give out your website and phone number?
The website is freeourkids.com. The number is 727-319-3705. 727-319-3705.
And that website is freeourkids.com. So if you do have a problem, also if you want to talk to us in this last half hour, if we have some time, we'll take some calls, 800-313-9443. This is just another method of destroying the family. We've documented on this show the pedophile rings that are going on in our country that are being organized by the highest levels of our government and religious organizations, and how investigations are being blocked. New York Police Detective Jim Rothstein has talked about that. And this method of using the government through Child and Family Services is just as insidious, just as fascist as the pedophile rings, because what they do is, under the color of government, take away children, and they end up in foster care homes where they're mistreated. They end up in places, and you also mentioned that many kids are missing from even the foster care program that have been taken away from families, right?
Well, in Florida, there's over 630 children missing through the Department of Children and Family. But, you know, about a month ago, the Largo Police Department here in Pinellas County was busted for their pedophile ring they had going there. They said that, and one officer was arrested and said there's an investigation on a handful of officers involved in the pedophile material. And when you see it, I mean, we have a judge here, Judge Foley, sitting on the bench looking at pornography or child pornography while he's hearing cases here in Pinellas County. And then you have Jim Coates, the sheriff in Pinellas County, puts on the paper he's catering to the homosexuals and the lesbians on the sheriff's department. And then we as parents are put in a parenting class where we're told we got to teach our kids about being homosexual, lesbian, and gay, and bisexual at 5 and 6 years old. And so what happens is, what I really need is for people to do is to pray, because we have a whole army of people working just on our case, other believers who are working with us to get this thing exposed, to get our children back, and we need the rest of the Christian believers throughout our country to pray that this would be the beginning of turning around the child abuse industry, and starting right here in Florida, in Pinellas County, because what they're doing is they're laundering children for federal grant money, and then they're using them for sex. And it's totally, totally out of control. And
right. And I wanted to mention that, this is something that you've brought across, and many other people have contacted me also with this problem. So it is something that, it's an orchestrated effort. No one is really the problem you talked about in Largo County, the Largo Police Department, and I'll bet you, and Jim Rothstein would back me up on this, that they may arrest these low-level people, but it goes deeper than that. It goes much higher than that. And they may arrest sometimes and arrest these lower-level people and make it think like they're doing something, but they just pick up and do something somewhere else.
Right.
And we need to get to the top of this and get to the real heart of the problem, and that's what I mean. Let's go to the phones. Richard in Alabama, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Hi. Greg, are you the same father that was interviewed by Pastor Butch Paul on his program?
That's right. I am, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
you got a question, sir? If you got a question.
Yeah, well, you should have gotten rid of your mailbox, and you better hide your child really good, because in California, they passed a law that said that foreigners, I mean, a foreign mom and a foreign dad can adopt an American child and carry it overseas legally. So it's going to spread.
Right.
Eventually, all the horrors that are being concealed will be legal.
Mm-hmm.
And you really have to get rid of your mailbox. Everybody has to get rid of their mailbox immediately.
And what do you mean? Explain why, sir. Explain what do you mean?
It admits United States jurisdiction. It admits that you are you're not a citizen of the small U, capital S, capital A, as spelled in the Constitution.
How do you receive your mail?
Yeah, if you have that mailbox, that announces, it says right there printed on the front, it says capital U, capital S, United States Incorporated. And right there is part of the United States jurisdiction right there. And it's announcing to everybody, this is how, this is my citizenship. And this is not a technicality. You have to stop them from serving crap on you.
Right.
all government, all your mail, when you give your address to the government, it is always general delivery. Always say general delivery, because they don't get any jurisdictional advantage out of that. And you have an opportunity to refuse mail at general delivery, but you may not refuse mail at your mailbox.
Okay, what about a P.O. box?
Not if it's in your name, if it's in someone else's name. That's the best way to do it. Get somebody else to rent it in their name and then give you the key.
Okay, Richard, you call any time, and thanks for calling. I want to get back to Greg Pound. Greg, yeah, I mean, there's people all over the country alerting you of the problem, so it's a nationwide problem that's growing. Some of the states now are starting to come forward. People in other states have come forward to me with this problem also. What do you – just update your story now. What's going on right now, the latest in your – efforts to get your children back?
Well, where we're at now, we call it Medicaid or Medicare fraud. Our children have been to the doctors over 100 times. We had a hearing this past Monday where they want to do eye surgery on our daughter. Now, this is a real minor eye surgery, but the problem is our children have been to the doctor so many times. And so what happens, they bring me into court, they want to do this eye surgery, they want me to sign for it, because if there's any complications, the responsibility would fall on me. So I told the judge that I wanted to get a second opinion. I talked to the doctor, and so what happens is now this doesn't have nothing to do with the dog bite or anything like that. They just find all these things our kids need. Our kids need, they're saying her muscle isn't, this is Susanna, our baby, and as we read and stuff, you find out a lot has to do with stress. It could cause the eyes to twitch or something, but they just said it's eye muscle. It's a real minor thing. But the thing is now, is where we're at now, is that the judge refused to allow me to get a second opinion. So now I have to file in the appellate court and ask for a second opinion. And so it's just, but the whole thing is the state attorney stands up. I've got a new state attorney, these other two, so she stands up and she starts to run me down as a father. Now, she doesn't even know me. I don't know her. She says, Mr. Pound hasn't contacted the doctor. I said, excuse me. I said, and she said this just before they're getting ready to call the doctor on the phone, because he couldn't come into court, but we're going to have him on the telephone. So they get him on the phone. I said, Dr. Hess is his name. I said, Dr. Hess, this is the father. Do you remember me, Mr. Pound? He says, oh, yes, I remember you, Mr. Pound. But right off the bat, their job is to discredit the parents, to make the parents look dysfunctional or unfit or whatever. This battle has been going on for two and a half years. We've been fighting to get our kids back. And these people have been abusing our children. I mean, I'm talking about when I see my kids and I see them crying and saying, Daddy, when are we coming home? When are we coming home, Daddy? And I just, all I can do is tell them God is in control, and he's going to cause this to work together for our good of our family. But there's one thing they want to do is if they get something, a lot of people can't deal with the stress. The stress breaks them down. I mean, it's almost like the financial stress. Every pressure you can think of, they bear down on you. The intimidation of the bailiffs. I mean, I'm in there, and I got 8 bailiffs around my table, telling me when to sit down, when to stand up, and I have to humble myself, and I'll keep humbling myself until I get my kids back. These people are not getting my kids, and they're not going to lie about me and my wife. We do not smoke, drink. We've never abused our kids. We love our children. My wife loves her kids. My wife wouldn't hurt anybody or anything. Neither would myself. And these people have done violence to our family. They're doing violence to the truth. And we stand on the principle that the truth will prevail. It says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And what's going to set the people free is the truth. But it's going to take people to stand. People who will not bend the knee or bow the knee to Baal, no matter how much intimidation or threat comes against them. The only thing they're going to do, if they can try to threaten me, this is the mob. I'm dealing with gangsters. Because of the money they're making by having our kids, $150,000 per child, they get that comes from the federal government for bringing these children into custody. And what they're doing is they're making this is a multi-million dollar industry in the state of Florida. The largest federal block grant coming in the state of Florida is the Department of Children and Family. And they're making big money off families. And this is what's going on throughout our country. They're coming in, and when you see the Christians, they don't want bad children. They're not taking bad kids from bad families. They're taking good children that they can control, that they'll go ahead and be able to easily manage. These dysfunctional children, they leave them right where they're at, because they know sooner or later they're going to be in the court system and be in their prisons. But what they're doing now is they're attacking the strength of America, our strong families, our godly families, our Christian families is what they're after. And it's a warfare here that's going on, and it's furiously between good and evil. And that's why I ask the listeners to please pray. I ask those who are listening to this program to please pray that we're fighting against principalities and powers in high places, that this will be broken, that the truth will prevail. This court hasn't been brought down after Terry Schiavo, and they don't know what to do with me. I'm out in front of that courthouse every day exposing what they're doing. They're trying to figure out a way to shut me up, to bring me down. And if the Lord allows them to bring me down, then that's something I'm not going to do. They're not going to get me to do something wrong to justify what they have done to me, my wife, and our kids. It's not going to happen.
I want to mention this since you've been on my show. You've been on a couple other radio shows, and I want to say this. Any listeners out there, please send Greg Pound's website, send his message, send my audio tapes to other journalists, other broadcasters who want to get you on the show, because I believe your story resounds throughout America for many people who are in the same boat as you, and we need to get this story out. So please, if you're listening, send this interview. Send Greg Pound's website, freeourkids.com, with a little note about his story so that other broadcasters put him on the air and the word spreads even faster. Please do that. I want to help him and other people in the same situation. And there are many others. I've talked to many others. I want to help them out, too, in the only way that I can, and that is trying to spread the word. So, Greg, tell us a little bit about some of the other people that you've met, the circumstances surrounding the way their children were taken away. Give us an idea of some other people and their situations.
Well, what it is we have, for instance, one woman by the name of Tina has a 13-year-old daughter in the 8th grade at Largo Middle School. She refused her daughter to go to the Last Chance Dance. Now, she's a Christian mother, but she can't afford to send her to a private school, and she has to work, so she's not able to homeschool, so she goes to a public school. She refused her daughter to go to the Last Chance Dance. The school teacher calls the Department of Children and Family. They come out and take this woman's daughter from her, and now she has lost her parental rights. I mean, she can't even talk to her daughter. She can't even call her daughter. I mean,
that's over a parent not allowing their daughter to go to a dance.
Right. I mean, they took Bible reading out of the school, but they put dancing in, and it's just, I mean, and you can watch it on the website. You can watch case after case, and that website is being updated. It's being updated to bring in more cases to show what is going on here in our country, and especially Pinellas County and in the state of Florida. We know. I've been going to Tallahassee when they're in session. They're going to be in session in March. I'm going to be up there talking with the senators, the representatives. When I show them the documentation that we're required to teach our kids about being homosexual, lesbian, gay, these guys just they can't believe it. They look at this. They said, this is unbelievable. We didn't know this was going on. See, the local government has received the power. The senators and the representatives, they're not aware of what's going on here. I mean, and because they break the people down, once they get them in the system, they wear them right out. They've got you going to this class, and you're paying for this, and you're paying for that. You're doing everything you can to want your kids back. And then when you get done all through all this, they tell you, well, you haven't been reformed yet, and so you're going to have to take some more classes. The system is set up to fail. It's the cause of you go into a contract. It's called a case plan, but you have to sign this case plan. And in the signing of it, you enter into a contract with the state that you're going to do what they tell you to do to get your kids back. Now, it's only by the grace of God. My wife, I was willing to sign it. My wife said, no, I'm not signing that. And if I would have signed that, we would have been in big, big trouble, because there was no way possible we could achieve the goals that they wanted, because they're not achievable. They keep changing them. Every time you accomplish what they want, they change it again. And so what happens, it's been only by the grace of God that we've been in this battle, the exposing of Judge Fleming, the case manager who was arrested for falsifying 26 cases. It just goes on and on and on as these people are being exposed for what they're doing. And I just, you know, we can see the Spirit, the Holy Spirit working with us, working with this case, specifically the Pound case, to expose what's going on in the system in Pinellas County, Florida. And I'm just thankful, and all I can do is ask people to keep praying for us, because when this breaks, it's gonna break. The truth will prevail. The Lord God has promised truth will prevail. And he tells me, just my spirit just keeps telling me, you hang on to the truth and just wait, because I have not seen nor ear heard the thing that he's prepared for those that wait upon him. And that's what I'm waiting on.
Yeah, and there's other cases that you've brought forward. And again, I want to mention, you know, things, the way they operate is that they can, somebody can file a complaint against you, and it doesn't need to be verified. And the complainant doesn't even need to be identified. So, for example, in the case of one mother, someone didn't like her, calls Child Family Services in Florida and says she's a drug addict, and then the kids are taken away. She then proves she's not, but it doesn't matter. It's too late.
Exactly.
So just think how this can be used as a club against people. It's just amazing. And the court systems work with it because they get money, $150,000 a kid in your state. And not only do they benefit that way, but then they're in foster homes where they go to doctors who are benefiting from the needless, the lack of care. So the doctors are making money on this, and it's just a spiral that goes on and on. We need to stop it. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who lack the courage and say it's dangerous to try. Well, they just don't know that love eternal will not be denied. I know you're out there.
Okay, we're back. Our final segment on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Greg Pound. He's talking about the serious problems that exist in his state of Florida, and regarding the hijacking and kidnapping of his children, and that's basically what it is. I mean, we could probably prove a criminal case here of kidnapping, and it's just the fact that the government is standing so strong against American families. It's another example of what we need to do, and that's take it apart piece by piece, and I think God will do that, but he needs help, and the help he's going to get are from good people like Greg Pound and others who are going to stand up, finally stand up to these people, and that's the only way to do it. What do you think, Greg?
I was thinking of a verse in Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 5. It says, the nobles put not their neck to the work of the Lord. And, you know, I was thinking how what happens is as they were trying to rebuild in Jerusalem, that what happens, the nobles, those who had the power, the influence, they refused to see, as you were talking earlier on your program, the value of building, of rebuilding what's being destroyed in America. If we don't get back to our Constitution, we don't get back to doing what's right, America's in big trouble. I mean, we can see it. We see it every day here. We just see, in Florida, we just see the problems are just massive in the court system. Our social structure is under major attack. We see our families being wiped out, and it's because we have turned our backs on God. We as a nation have turned our backs. We've become now lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God to our own destruction. And so it's going to call for a repentance. I mean, this thing here, I mean, these people in the court system, I mean, I tell them constantly, you know, they need to acknowledge what they're doing is wrong because you're using little children for federal grant money. And that's what they're doing. They're coming in and taking advantage of the poor, the fatherless, and the widows, whom they're supposed to defend. That's their job. Right. Go ahead, Greg.
No, and I was just going to say, the people inside that know the problems that are not helping you, and I mean the court workers, the people right in the front lines there, are hiding behind their paychecks, and they're being paid off in a sense to keep quiet and to allow this evil to go on. It's those people who need to look at themselves in the mirror every day.
Well, you know, Greg,
hear that, they'll start thinking twice about what they're doing. Money's not worth it. There's always a way to make some money.
Exactly.
I mean, that's not the key to life. But Americans, I believe, in the mainstream America, that's the bond between them and the world, and that is money, money, money.
Right.
And they will do anything for it, and that's kind of what's one of our problems. I think you're right. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I was thinking, you got to remember, money can buy books, but it cannot buy brains. You can buy a house, but not a home. It can buy health. It can buy medicine, but not health. And so what happens, we have to see there's things that money cannot buy. We've placed this value on it that's really not there. But the situation is when I go to court, and people in the court know, after I've been standing out there for over 2.5 years now, and these people, right, when they say, Mr. Pound, I mean, they speak to me with utter respect because they can see themselves, the clerks, those who are working in the court can see what the court's doing. It's coming to light. What's happening in the Pinellas County court system, especially my case, because they don't know what to do with me. They cannot hide anymore because I stand right out in that court from 7 o'clock in the morning before the employees come in. That's going to be that day. I make sure I make sure they know what's going on in the system.
Okay, Greg, we're all out of time. You stay strong, and we'll keep in touch with you. That's Greg Pound. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place on the Investigative Journal. Until then, good afternoon.